wool. That's all it's made from, nothing else. And the yalef tchelis mi preches. We learn now tchelis from the preches that malahal and shisha avkan shisha. Just like by the preches, it says the word sheishdim, it means six. And here also tchelis, it says there sheish. So therefore, we know by the preches all its materials have to be made out of six strings. Here also it says tchelis. So we learn now tchelis from the preches. It has to be six. So how do we get 12? It says only six. So Rashi says klil gedil. But that's the thing, klil doesn't only mean like pure blue wool, but it means like a klil means a gedil, a twirling. V'yein gedil pachas mishnayim. You have to like fold it over twice. So therefore, if it's made out of blue wool, and the blue wool has to be made out of six threads, and it says klil means fold it over twice, therefore it means 12. So therefore the meal, each thread, is 12 strings. 12 threads of blue wool twirled together, and that we put on the loom, that's the way we make the meal. So since it says klil, klil means doubled, and it says klil techelis, and techelis means six, because you learn now techelis chelis mi preches. But by the preches there it says the word sheish. And we had before, whenever it says the word sheish, it always means all the materials are six apiece. And it says there techelis, and here techelis, therefore techelis here means six apiece. And it says klil techelis, doubled, the gdil, folded over twice, therefore you get 12. For the Gemara, no. V'nelef mishulav. Why don't we learn now the meal itself from the bottom of it, from the remainder? Mishulav Rumainov, that Malahal and Shemoina, Afkan Shemoina, maybe here you have to have eight strings of the blue wool. And the word klil means folded over, so you have to have 16. Maybe it has to be 16. How do we know to say only 12? Maybe the meal has to be of 16 strings. And the Gemara, don and kli mi kli, v'yein don and kli mi tachsha kli. Learn out the meal from a preches, which was the ikar hakli, and don't learn out from the remainium, the bottom part of the meal, which wasn't the ikar part of a kli, that was only a tachshit, it was only an ornament to the meal. So from a tachshit kli, we don't learn out. The Marz of the Sfarad, no, Adarab, I'll tell you just the opposite way. Why don't we say, donin gufay mi gufay, v'yein donin gufay mi alma. Fakir, you want to know what the loch of the meal itself is. How many strings is made up from each string of the meal? So learn it out from the guf of the meal itself. We learned out that the bottom of the meal, the palm of on the bottom, are made from eight strings apiece. So maybe here also, the beged itself, the beged meal, has to have eight strings apiece. It's not a kasha, a tachshit from a kli. Here is part of it. About it's more of a sort. Learn out Hilkas meal from what was said about the meal itself. V'yein don the guf of mi alma. And don't learn out the meal from someplace else. You want to learn it out from the preches. That's something else. It's not talking about the meal itself. All right. Learn out the meal from it itself. From the bottom part, not from someplace else. Marin says, "Hainu the Amrinim." This is what we learned before, that Lishar Begodim Shlonema Behem Sheish. The original Gemara started out, the Torah says there five times the word Sheish, or the meaning of Sheish. And we said one Sheish was extra. To teach us to some beggar that doesn't say the word Sheish, it also means six. That's what it means. How do we know the meal has to have each thread six? And then klil means folded over. That's because it says an extra time sheish. By the ksain is there, so we teach it here to the mill. Therefore, the mill has to have six, but klil folded over twice. Therefore, you have 12. Fight the pareches. Then the Brisa said the pareches, the curtains, was estim viabor, was made from 24 threads twirled together. So, what's this is poshut. Dalid de shisha shisha. There are four different materials. And each one has to have six, because it says the word sheish. So you have to have a blue wool, four strings twirled together, six strings twirled together. Then you have the purple wool, six strings twirled together. Then you have the red wool, six strings twirled together. Then you have the linen, sheish, another six threads of linen twirled together. And then you twirl all these four together, so you have 24. So each thread that went on the loom was twirled together from 24 pieces of thread. So must have ladina bladina. This there are no questions about. The first is question that you have 24 strings. Now, the next part of the brace was, you have the choshen veifun. The choshen veifun was made up from esmim ushmeina, 28 strings twirled together. For the Gemara Minolim, how do we get this? How do you get the most 28 by the choshen veifun? Just because the Pasuk says, v'yosisa choshen mishpat maise choshen. You make the choshen maise choshen k'maise veifun. The choshen is supposed to be made just the same way you make the ephod. Tasenu. Now, how do we make them? Zohov. That's one ingredient. You have to have gold there. Tchelas, blue wool. V'yagorm, purple wool. V'salah, shoni, and red wool. V'sheish, mushasurim. Then you have to have linen. And all these have to be twirled together. So So the Eshkitz, you have five ingredients for the Choshen and for the Eifod. Now, Arbo de Shisa Shisha, Esrim v'Yabo, that's Poshit. The last four materials of the Tcheles v'Agolim v'Salah Shani v'Shesh Moshsar, that means six of each one of them twirl together. And then you twirl those four together. So far we have 24. Six of the blue wool, six of the purple, six of the red, six of the linen, you have 24. And then Zov, though, but you have another ingredient here, gold. How many threads of gold? Arbo, you have four threads of gold. That's how you get 28 threads. So Kis has 28 threads twirled together. That's the type of a thread you use to make the Choshen and the Eifod. For the Gemara, what's happens? Leave out the gold. Why does the gold only have four strings of gold? Maybe you have to have six strings of gold. Like it says Sheshiyim. So Shesh always means that all the materials have to have six apiece. So maybe you also, from the gold also, you have to have six strings of gold. How do you know to say only four? So Gemara answers, Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov. Omer Kroah, the Pasuk says, that you should cut the gold into psilim, into strings. So Adashin, psil means two, and psilim means like a double, that's four, harei kandalad. That's how he gets four strings. So all you have to have is just four threads of gold mixed into each thread that goes onto the loom to make up the choshen v'yefod. That's how we know only four, not more. Rav Ashi says like this, Omer Kroah, the Pasuk says, La'asois b'soich ha-tcheles or b'soich ha-gomen. The Pasuk says the gold has to be made inside the tcheles, inside the agomen, inside the shnei salas, and inside the sheish. In other words, the gold is mixed up into each one of these four materials. You have to have some gold in each one of them. So heichi nevet, how many strings of gold are we going to put into each set here? Because you have to have a string of gold in the blue, and the purple, and the red, and the linen, the white, and the linen. How many strings go into each one? Never dabur. Yeah, we make four, that's all. Heki never. Never dabur. Heki never. Never dabur. Let's make four. The tray. Heve timne. Or come out to be eight. But never dabur, let's make four different sets of the tray. Each set has two. In other words, we'll put two threads of gold into the blue, two threads of gold into the purple, two threads of gold into the red, and two threads of gold into the linen. You can have eight. So what's the kasha? So maybe you have to have eight threads of gold. So Tosafot asks the question. Maybe you have to make eight. So Tosafot says, no, we never come out to have more than six. And that's time, we don't have more than six. So the Kitzur Gemara says, now I'm going to put two threads of gold into each one of them here. That would be too much. That would be eight. Elamai, say like this maybe. Neva tray, the tray, maybe out of these two things, let's say the blue wool and the purple wool, I'll put into each one two threads of gold. So we have four so far. Or tray and the other two types of materials, the red and the linen, maybe the chad, maybe that I'll put one each, so that's how you have six. Mar says, no, that can't be. The Pasuk says, v'yosisam, you have to make the choshen v'yefod, v'dashen amin, she'yil kolos yosef shobis. It means as much material as happened, one has to be in all of them. So all the four of them has to have an equal amount of gold. Therefore we say how much gold you have to have in each one of them? One string. Therefore you have four strings of gold mixed into these 24. Therefore together it's 28. That's how we get the Choshen V'Eifod has 28 strings rolled together. So it comes out now, for the blue wool you have six blue wool and one gold. And each one of them has seven. So seven times four is 28. Omar Rachba from Rabbi Yehuda. Tamekare bigde kuna. If somebody rips a beged kuna, is like it gets malchus for that. Shenema, the pasuk says lo yikareya. You should not rip it. For the Gemara, maskev la Rav Acher b'Rabbi Yaakov. He asked him a question. How do you know the Torah says to say there's a lav not to rip it? For dilma hokik kama rachmona. Maybe this is what the Torah meant to say. Neved le shofa. This pasuk is talking about the meal. When you make the meal around the neck, you have to make a rim like a hem around the neck. The Pasuk says, "Never lo sofa ki heichad lo nikre." Maybe the Torah is just giving you a good eitz, a good advice, how to make the meal. The Torah says there, make the meal with sofa lo yikareya. The Torah says there, make a good rim, make good hem around the meal. Today it should not rip. But maybe the Torah doesn't mean to say you're not allowed to rip it. Maybe the Torah just means to say this is the best way to make it. If you make it this way, you won't come to rip it. But how do you know to say there's a lav and a vera not to rip it? The Gemara says no. Miksev shlo yikareya. But the pasuk would have said shelo yikareya, he's make this hem in order that it should not rip. Then you'd be right. But the pasuk says no, lo yikareya. Lo yikareya mashma, there's a lav, you are not allowed to rip it. That's how we know tadashini, and lo yikareya means you're not allowed to rip it. The Amar Reb Lezer, let's say it like this now. Hamaziyach choshen miyal eifed. If somebody moves away the choshen from the eifed, when the Kohen Gadol is wearing his choshen on top of the eifed, if somebody moves it away, he gets malchus. Or else, v'hameisir bad the oren. When you carry the oren is made up from the box, and then you have rings on the side, and you have the two staffs on both sides of the bottom. So if somebody pulls out the bottom, pulls out the staffs, the poles, from it, the rings, he's also like, he gets malchus. Wash nem, the pasuk says, lo yaziach. It says by the choshen, you're not allowed to remove the choshen off the yefeid. And it says, lo yasuru. You're not allowed to take away the badei oren. You can't take away the staffs out of the rings from the oren. It says, lo yasuru. You're not allowed to take it away. Therefore, Blazer says, if somebody does one of these two things, he's over a lav ha-Torah, and he gets malchus. That's what he said. So where it says, Maskev lo Rav Acha Rav Yaakov. So Rav Acha Rav Yaakov asked the kasha back to Rav Leza. Again, how do you know to say there's a lav here, V'dilma ki kom rachmona, when the Torah says to make the choshen on the eifod, or to make the badim into the yoren, maybe the Torah is teaching us how to make them. Maybe the Torah means, chatkinu, make it tight. V'yavdinu shaper, make it good. Kidei shelo yasiach. In order that the choshen by itself like should not move off the eifod. Or else v'lo yisuru, that by itself does make the ends of the badim a little bit sikkum, so by itself it won't fall out of the urine. But maybe the Torah doesn't mean to say it's a lav if somebody does it. The Torah again is just telling us how to make it. This is the way to make it, that it doesn't fall off, or that it doesn't move away from the eifed. How do you know to say it's a lav if somebody does it? So Moran says again the same teretz. Mi kasev shelo yaziach v'shelo yisuru. So the Torah says that it should not, like, and therefore it won't be moved away, or therefore it won't be taken away. The Torah says, no, lo yaziach and lo yasuru, means to say there's a lav ha-Torah. If somebody comes and moves away the choshen from the eifed, he's over a lav ha-Torah when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina Rami, he has to speak in the psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk says, v'tabas ha-oren yu abadim, lo yasuru mimenu. True. The badim, the staffs, the poles of the oren have to be in its rings and stay there. You can't move it. You can't take it away. Abu Chsib, another pasuk says, "Fuhuvo es badim betabos." You should bring like the staffs into the rings. Mashmi, it's out of the ring, and now you're putting it back into place. Mashmi, you're allowed to. And the other Torah says, "No, mashmi. Once it's put in there, it stays there. It's never taken out." And the other pasuk says, "Fuhuvo, it should be brought inside." Haketzet, how could this be? So we say like this: Misparkin v'ein nishpotin. Mistaka means it was like loose. In other words, the staff, taka was a long staff, went through the two rings. Now Rashi explains, the end of the two staffs have like thick part to it. So if you wanted to pull the staff out of the ring, it wouldn't go. But the middle part of the staff was much more narrow. So the mice could move back and forth in the two rings. So that's called misparkin. It was loose, it could move back and forth. But the ain't nishmotin, you can't pull it out. So the pasuk says you can't pull it out, that's true. For huva just means put it back in the right place in order to use it. So there's no stereo. You're not allowed to, it was never taken out of its place. But just in its place itself, it could be moved back and forth. That's all right. Martanya Namihok, we're going to let this also. The tabos oren yu abadim. The tabos, the staff, should be in the rings. Yochol lo yu zosim im kaiman. Maybe it can never even be moved from its place. Talmud lo yimano, the apostle says, v'huvo es badim betabos. You should bring, move around the staffs in its rings. If at the more evil huva as badav, if from this pasuk of moving around the badim yochu yio nechnosim v'yotzen, maybe I would even think you'd even take it out, remove it altogether. Talmud Leima, this the pasuk says no. B'tabos oron yio abadim, that the staff should be inside these rings. Haketz said, how do I have to steer from sukkim? One pasuk's mashman has to stay there. One pasuk's mashman could be removed. But there it is, like we just got finished saying. Haketzad misparkin v'yenishmotim. True, it's misparkin, could be moved back and forth a little bit. V'yenishmotim, you can't pull it out though. Because the end of the two stairs had like a thick, it was much thicker there. So true, you first pushed it through, you stuffed it through like. But I call upon him, it's hard to get it out. So just moving it back and forth, he could do. But mamish to pull it out, that they never did. And if somebody does pull it out, he's over a lot. Omar Romi, Omar Rebbe Chomab, Rebbe Chanina. What does the pasuk say? At say shitim oimdim. that they made the Mishkan from Atzai Shita Oimdim standing. What do you mean standing? Shita, the Mishkan was standing. Teretir Sha'oimdim Derek Dilosim. That the way they used the wood to make the Mishkan, it was a straight piece of wood, 10 amas tall. It was that way it was grown. In other words, the top part of the Mishkan was the top part of the tree. And the bottom part was the bottom part of the tree. And it's the way the wood grew up with, that's the way they used it, that's the way they had it, the Mishkan standing. Tavrach, another pshat is, Oimdim, it was standing, Shemamidim Es Tzipuyin. And on the Mishkan, around the wood, they would stop, but they covered it up with gold. So the wood was strong wood that was able to hold up the gold. The Rashi has two pshat, the one pshat is, Tzipuy Hazor Mamidim Aidei Mismaris. It was held up by hooks, like, or by pegs. The pegs were knocked into the wood, so the wood really was like holding up the gold. Rosh Rashi says it means Shlei Hesliya, that the wood never rotted away. Therefore its outside gold never fell off, because the wood was always very strong, stood whole. That's called omdim, that the wood was able to hold up always its outside gold, so as there was a put around it. The Varach, another pshat is, omdim means, Shema Tovim, maybe you would think, Ova Tzivron, like it lost its beautifulness, Obata Tzachuin, it's not so nice anymore. The Rashi says it means, even after the Mishkan was Nignas, Gonas, even though after it was sunk into the ground, and like now, the Mishkan is sunk into the ground, maybe there it's rotting away, it's not so nice. Talmud Leimah, no, the Pasuk says, Oimdim. And Atzei Shittim, Oimdim means Vidashin, Shoimdim Le'olam Le'olamim. That the Mishkan, those woods are always standing nicely. Even though we don't see them now, they're sunk into the ground, but they're not rotting away in the ground. Even right now, as man is there, those pieces of wood are still Oimdim, standing with a still starkness. Still there. So the same way it was put in there, that's the way it is now. Omar, Rabbi Chanina, and he also said, "My Dechsil, what does the Pasuk say? As Bidei Hashrod L'Sharos Makodesh. The Bidei Hashrod means the leftover, the Taicha Shrod means leftover. So what does it mean the leftover begodim of Bidei, of Bidei Kodesh means the Bidei Kuna? What does it mean Lashon Sorin, leftover? So we dash in the Drosha that it means, Ilmolei Bidei Kuna.